Googling and oogling, and I cannot find out who wrote this. You know, everything goes, oh, the Ventures wrote it. You know, the Ventures wrote very little stuff. They didn't really write a lot of stuff. If you look at the Ventures in Space album, let's see, Outer Limits, not written by them. Moonchild, not written by them. Fear, not written by them. War of the Satellites, not written by them. The Bat, not written by them. Penetration, not written by them. Solar Race, they wrote that one. Fourth Dimension, didn't write that. Actually, the weird thing about Fourth Dimension, it actually was from a band called The Frantics, and it was originally called Werewolf, and they actually took it and changed the name of it, and the Ventures aren't even playing on that song. It's the it's crazy that they got so much, yeah, like I'm saying, they got to where they are just by volume, and they're still the Ventures are still around. And, you know, it's like, you know, they're not the surf gods everybody makes them out to be. You know, they were the most popular, but they definitely weren't the best, you know. If you could find out who wrote Journey to the Stars, and let's see who's a Rufus Schaffner did not write it. No, I am sorry. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. But no, he did not. So that's the thing. There was a compilation that I came out with a while ago. It was a bootleg compilation. I did this in the 90s, and it's called Ventures, Surf Gods or Guitar Hacks. And the stuff that the Ventures did, they said, the Ventures play the songs of Jim Croce. The Ventures play the songs of of the Carpenters. The Ventures, I swear, these are real records. You know, aside from the Ventures in Space and the Ventures Place, Telstar, maybe it's on, but they do not list who wrote, you know, there's that great song, Journey to the Stars. And those are great records, you know, that came out. You know, another interesting thing is, too, while the Ventures were on tour, it was all about making money. And while if you look at the second Ventures album, not the first one, Walk, Don't Run, but the second one, I think it's called Another Smash. Or Twist with the, or the, but it's not even the Ventures on the cover. It's four guys they got in the warehouse of Liberty. I believe they were on Liberty Records. Four guys they got while the Ventures were on tour. They took pictures of these guys and they put a bunch of songs on there, some Ventures tunes. But you got to understand the people that were playing the Ventures, Glenn Campbell, studio musician, on a lot of the Venture stuff, Leon Russell. On a lot of the Venture stuff. A lot of that Venture stuff isn't even the Ventures. So, and the interesting thing is, there is a compilation coming that came out in Japan, and it's called Digga 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 Digga, because that's how they referred to the, actually they called them the Ventures. But Digga 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 was how they would explain their style of music. So there you be with that. But if anybody can find out who wrote, not Rufus Schaffner, who wrote Journey to the Stars. It's a great instrumental tune, but highly unlikely that the Ventures wrote that. I mean, even Walk, Don't Run. That was a cover tune. Walk, Don't Run, I believe, was written by Charlie Christian, wasn't it? Walk, Don't Run? Was it then? No, Johnny Smith. Johnny Smith wrote it, but Charlie Christian made a hit out of it doing a jazzy version of Walk, Don't Run. And sure, you know, they were great guys. And they hated playing Moserite guitars. Everybody makes this thing about, like, the Ventures and their Moserite guitars. It's not like the Straitjackets that play those DePintos. And they love those DePinto guitars. But the Ventures were more or less forced to play Moserite guitars. And they always said that they were just too sensitive and too this and that and too others. But needless to say, you know, I'm going to play the Ventures version. But don't think I'm playing it because I think it is... You know, the you know, even the original version. I don't know. These guys are just shrouded in mystery, wrapped in an enigma, and then put in a burrito and served up, smashed into a record, and then thrown out into the public. Here's their version of Journey to the Stars, The Ventures.
Here's another one from our Ventures in Space album. This one's called Journey to the Stars.
And then you can see they're really good on their patter, too. I think this is Ventures Live in Japan. Gotta admit, man, they were good musicians, though. All right, not one of you smarty pants listeners could figure out at all who wrote Journey to the Stars. I'm trying to look on old records to see, you know, about credits, and I didn't have any luck with that. Wait, my God, I'm getting an incoming. Nope, 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 that's nothing. Garbage. It's noon o'clock! Do you know where your brain is? Man, this feels like we hit some kind of space-time continuum today because this show is seeming endless. It is. It seems endless. Usually, sometimes I'll listen to my Deep Archive show, which airs on Mondays 3 to 6. Notice that plug there. And around 2 hours in, man, I get tired. I get tired of listening to me. It's like, wow, how did I do this for 5 hours? I used to do this for 5 hours all the time. But this is a three-hour show now. But the Deep Archive is an edited from five-hour show, and it's kind of neat. Shows from 14 years ago. I'm rebroadcasting old stuff. Well, we journeyed into the stars. Man, isn't that a great instrumental? But, I should tell you something. I should tell you something before we travel out into the stars. And let me see here. Here we go. This will work. Ray gun crimes hit home. When you go to jail for a ray gun crime, not a Ronald ray gun, a real ray gun, it's not just you who pays the price. It's your entire family that got vaporized. Ray gun crimes hit home if you aim correctly. A public service announcement brought to you by Rufus Schaffner. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We're here all week. What else we got here? You got a bike? You got a bike? You want to ride a bike? You like bikes? You want safer bikes, safer streets? This is from 2005, this PSA. So in the past, like 18 years, we came a long way. Because they wanted safer streets, we got that. Respect for motorists, hell to the yeah. Bicycle infrastructure improvements, absolutely. Bike Pittsburgh, nonprofit organization working on improving the sea anemones off the streets and making Pittsburgh more bicycle friendly. Good on you, Bike Pittsburgh. You done did good. All right? And you can find out about the programs. I don't even think their website's even around anymore, but bike-pgh.org. Give it a shot. You know, that'd be awesome if that's up there 18 years later. Stop by your local bike shop and pick up a brochure. I don't know who picks up brochures. Brochures are just like, that's worse than junk mail. Because when people do brochures, you kind of feel like, okay, let me look at this for 3 seconds and then throw it out. Is there a coupon in here? Did somebody put any money in here? Nope. To the garbage. All right, let's get into the stars because, yes, we are all made the stars. Rufus Schaffner.
Future. Can't fight what I see. Não bebo em pé, não frequento o bar. Assim me sinto bem, não devo a ninguém. Eu não vou mudar, vou ficar com o meu time. Não vou misturar cachaça e café só pra te agradar. Assim me sinto bem, não devo a ninguém. Meu instinto não falha, nega, baixa essa saia, ai, ai, ai. Gente assim se atrapalha. Eu já quase morri de fome, mas eu hoje estou bem. Eu não vi o seu filme, não sou de jogar. Não bebo em pé, não frequento bar. Assim me sinto bem, não devo a ninguém. Eu não vou mudar, vou ficar com meu time. Não vou misturar cachaça e café só pra te agradar. Assim me sinto bem, não devo a ninguém. Meu instinto não falha, nega, baixa essa saia, ai, ai, ai. Gente assim se atrapalha. Eu já quase morri de fome, mas eu hoje estou bem. Thank you. you've never had. Something that will make you die in your heart. What can I show you, girl? Something that you've never seen. Yeah, somewhere that you've never.
But I know I'd rather see.
Ah, killer tune. Killer tune. Out to the Stars by Rufus Schaffner. In front of that, we heard Kevin Ayers doing Stars. And then I got a call about, wow, you going to play Astronomy Donomy or Astronomy Don't Mind? And I'm like, yeah, I kind of played that early on. And then I found two really interesting versions that I haven't played. One was the Picking on Pink Floyd record, which is the bluegrass version of Astronomy Don't Mind. And then that was a version you'll probably never hear anywhere else. It's Pink Floyd smashed together with Pink Floyd. So it's the original version of Astronomy Don't Mind smashed together with the later version of them doing Astronomy Don't Mind. So it's really a nice nice homage to that tune. I love that tune. I was going to go see Nick Mason's Saucerful of Secrets, where they do that live. But it was $80. $80 or $120 to see Nick Mason's Pink Floyd, Nick Mason's Saucerful of Secrets, where they play the Saucerful of Secrets record and probably something from the first record, like the early stuff. And I was going to go till I saw the price tag. Sorry, I am not going to pay that. I will imagine and maybe watch a YouTube video later of it, but sorry, I just can't justify these gigantic price concerts. You know, there's so many local things, so much great local music that is free. Practically, for example, this weekend, starting tonight, is the North Side Music Festival. It's the first year for the North Side Music Festival. Starts tonight, great bands, and it's going to cost you nothing. And then tomorrow, Polka Maniacs are playing around 2 o'clock there. So that's gonna cost you. That'll cost you. So that's the thing I have a real stickler about, unless it's really good. But then again, you know, Marshall Crenshaw's coming this week, and that's like $40. That's not terrible. I think I have like a $50 range. I won't pay over $50 to see somebody unless they're going to come to my house and play. You know, if Nick Mason said, hey, listen, you know, I got the guys here. We can just come to your house. We'll play for $65. And I'm like, all right, $65. And you know what? Yeah, the free beer. So if anybody knows Nick Mason, that offer does still stand. If anybody knows him, I will pay him $65 to have his Saucerful of Secrets tribute band to early Pink Floyd play my house. You know, I'll just clear out some furniture in the basement. Okay, whether you are a young pup or a seasoned hound, you can adopt a Trailfaz. That's right, a dog named Trailfaz. That's right, an animal friends. You can take a class or even take it with a pet. They offer summer camp for kids and Trailfaz, canine behavior training, and so much more. Visit www.trailfaz.org. All right. This message brought to you by Rufus Schaffner. The jokes never stop here. Yeah, they do. I'm out of here at 1 o'clock. And boy, this show is just, this is like a real long show today. I mean, this thing of going into orbit and outer space really does, like they mentioned before, if you travel into outer space and you come back, you're actually going to be younger than everybody else because of the theory of relativity. You're going to be younger than all your relatives. That's the theory of relativity. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's the theory of relativity. Let's see here. What else can I tell you? Tell you about some shows? What else we got here? Oh, you know, might as well give a little SPAC to you. SPAC Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue. Where? On Penn Island in the Bloomfield. SPAC Brothers. They sell it. I don't know if they offer it. I don't know why they say they offer it, but probably because they can't use the word sell. You know? It's just kind of like, well, we can't really sell it, but we offer it and you can give us money in exchange. Okay? So it's kind of like it's not there. That's how that works, huh? Because you can't list prices on the radio, a call to action on the radio, or I guess it just says that they offer it. So you offer pizza and hoagies and wings and salads. You do that? You offer it? You taking donations? You offering that to me? Because if somebody offers something to me and then they want some money, That just sounds more like a transaction than something nice. You know, you're offering me some pizza, that'd be nice. But if you're offering me some pizza and then wanting some money in return, well, then that's just a business thing. So please don't use that word offer. And they, you know what? This is from like 2013. So back then they didn't put any refined sugar in their sauce. I'm sure they still don't. And they have unbleached flour in their dough. I'm sure they still got that. But see, here's the thing. They don't change any of this. So Spack's brother is online only. This was I don't know. Forget it. I'm not even going to read this. It's just too dated. Why don't I read you some stuff about the invention of the wheel? You know, where's a good one? All right. Okay, here you go. Here's a perfect example of one of our ones. Understanding your finances is your key to a strong future. Please go out and buy an abacus. That's right. Brought to you by Abacus and Costello. Coming at you with more Star Tunes. Oh, my God. 15 minutes. What am I doing here? All right. Here's Orion. We're going to actually get into some specific stars. The star show is going to last until next week. So that next week is more stars. Then after that, a couple weeks of space. Then time. Then after time, infinity. So be prepared, man. We're on a journey quest. We're on a Johnny quest. We're on Johnny's journey quest. Here's Orion by Zombie. Zombo in your brain. Got them synthesizers up front. Got Rufus Safner on the Moog. We'll be right back.
the bowsprit under Orion. There for an hour I noticed I'm crying. I worked hard all my life to be who I am now, and I've got to get back there somehow. I used to could fall into love without thinking, a trick of a flick of the tip of my tongue, spin out over the ledge and into the evening. I've got to stay on. Yesterday, memory like yesterday morning, I'd remember them all if I just wrote them down. Three sheets to the wind and the suit I was born in. The stars are burning their way to the ground. We do what we can to keep up your courage, hoping there's strength in your legs for your stand. Follow your hero right over your shoulder. TV remote and a joint in your hand. I'll tell you the question that I have been asking, this prick inside that I call a man. You dream and you scheme and your brain it is frying to believe in something you can't understand.
Before Lord God made the sea and the land, He held all the stars in the palm of His hand, and they ran through His fingers like grains of sand, and one little star fell along. Then the Lord God hunted through the wide night air for the little dark star in the wind down there, and He stated and promised He'd take special care so it wouldn't get lost again. Now man, don't mind if the stars grow dim and the clouds blow over and darken him. So long as the Lord God's watching over him,
track how it all goes on. But I've been walking through the night and the day till my eyes get weary and my head turns gray. And sometimes it seems maybe God's gone away, forgetting the promise that we heard Him say. And we're lost out here in the stars, little stars, big stars, blowing through the night. And we're lost out here in the stars, little stars, big stars, blowing through the night. And we're lost out here in the stars.
Don't stop. Now time, now time, now touch, how sweet, how near, how filled. Why time, time still, I'm still tonight. North Star, we stand. How far, how clear, how far, how clear, how far, how clear. Now touch, touch here, now warm, now near. Within you, with you, with love, with love, with love. I stand in the hallway, she stands in the hall. I stand at the door, stands at the door. I lean in the window, she leans on the wind. I wish for beginning, she waits for the end. For the end, for the end. My star, my star.
Daryl Hall, a Hall of Notes with Robert Fripp, doing North Star. Before that, we heard Elvis Carstereo doing Lost in the Stars, a girl vile tune. It's not so vile. It's a very nice tune. Ah, The Asylum Street Spankers. I think that's a Guy Forsythe tune. I love that tune, Orion. And then we heard Surf Patrol Orion by Surf Patrol. And Zombie started that off with Orion. Wow. Oh, show. That's a show, isn't it? That's a show. So right now, we're going to keep things nice, beautiful, ethereal, spacey. Next week, we will continue our journey through the stars. After that, we go out into deep space. After that, you just stick around. This is Evening Star. By Robert Fripp and Rufus Hoffner. Remain in your brain. WRCT right here in the Pittsburgh. That's right. Yeah.
Just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family
nuts.
At risk?
Really? I didn't know that.
Opioids can start at home.
Why
with
you
unused
and your rotten
pills,
opioids?
Patches and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family.
Yeah.
Find
yeah.
out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you.
Ah. RCT, Pittsburgh.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.